back to the Steve Cochran Show.
WGN.
8:24 in the morning here on WGN. I'm Judd Surratt. The 8 o'clock hour is sponsored by... I had it here for a second. By the time the show ends...
Can I tell you?
I'm going to get it.
Can I tell you?
Wintrust Community Bank?
You got it.
I'm telling you, by the time the show ends, I'm going to have this whole thing figured out.
And then you can sleep in tomorrow.
Yeah, I asked Todd Manley for coffee, you know, and I asked Bob Ferguson, do you get it after the show or do you get it during the show?
Right. We're waiting.
Yes. I'm Judd Surratt, normally the host of Blackhawks Hockey, and I'm glad to be filling in for Steve Cochran. It's very exciting to be in this chair. It's like being Mr. Scott filling in for Captain Kirk when he's away. And Captain Kirk right now is doing some charity work, and that is Steve Cochran. But we're glad to be joined here in studio by former Blackhawk Adam Burrish. A lot of former Blackhawks are going to be in town along with current players as the Blackhawk Convention kicks off this week. Burr, is this the first time you've been to the convention since you were a player for the team?
This is the first time I've been back in probably almost a year, I think. So it is the first time. I'm pumped. I'm so excited to be here.
What was your favorite part about it when you were a player?
I don't think I had one favorite part. A lot of memorable things, the different places you'd sit, the photo booth, the question and answer, the kids' press conference, and then the opening ceremonies is always memorable. And getting up there and pretending to be funny for 10 minutes with the Second City people, that was fun too.
How agonizing was it if Steve Cochran was manning the panel that you were on?
Well, you know what? I was expecting to come here and see Steve, but I think he heard I was coming. He ran about as far out of here as he could get. So, but he was fun to be with, and we had a lot of good banter back and forth. But I'm glad to see your face today too.
Well, I'm very glad to see you, Steve. How far did you get when you heard that Burrish was coming on the show?
Well, let's be clear on something. I don't run. I hire people to run for me. And at 55, running for me would be more of an amusement than anything else. But, Burrish, great to hear you, man. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Steve. Good to hear your voice.
And the convention, as you know, will be three times as much fun for the fans with you there. But how many of the players are going to be frightened because they know the damage you can do?
They're all going to have to buy me a beer to keep me quiet, I think. But I'm so excited to see a lot of those guys too. I've been texting a bunch of them, and it's a lot of faces that I haven't seen in maybe almost a year now. So this is an exciting time for me to be back.
Well, Judd, as you know, one of the great things the Hawks do every year is have a committed staff and a roster of players who give back to this community over and over again. And a lot of people go, well, yeah, of course, it's in their contract. I'm here to tell you, and Judd will back me up on this, players have a minimal commitment of things that they do contractually. The rest of it is volunteer. The team comes to them and says, will you do this, will you do that? And to a man, unless there's some family thing going on or there's something else in their lives, they just don't say no. And I've never seen a professional team make that kind of commitment. Judd, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, absolutely. I remember the president and CEO, John McDonough, told me one day, I think the biggest compliment that you can pay a person is that they, quote, they get it. And the players get it.
And it's really a good thing when people ask you because, you know, you have some level of notoriety that maybe you can help. So with that in mind, there's a golf buddy of mine. By the way, I'd like to tell you I'm doing something really important over the next 2 days prior to tomorrow night. But I'm playing in my White Eagle golf club member guest and couldn't play more poorly, you know, because the weather's rough, as you can tell if you look out the window. But our team right now, solidly last place in our flight, we're hoping we can hold on to that. But Saturday night, when all this is over, a golf buddy of mine, Jim Cook, with a beautiful family and two sons, both Division I athletes, one playing basketball in South Carolina, the other a golfer in North Carolina. And two Thanksgivings ago, actually during the Christmas season, he's finally got the whole family together. And the two sons, elite athletes, they go to the gym. And they're playing a little pickup game. And as they run down the court on a break, the golfer turns around and sees his brother, Chad, face down on the court. And he had a massive heart defect, and he died at the age of 20 years old. Oh. And before anybody jumps to any conclusions, all tests complete. This kid couldn't have lived a cleaner life. He was a guy that had already started a foundation with his girlfriend called Chad Effect. Trying to have kids live lives to their fullest potential. And that was while he was in college. And here he is gone at 20. I mean, there's no way you can make sense of it. There apparently was a genetic anomaly in his heart that nobody knew about, and he's dead at 20. It's just, it's inexcusable. You can't wrap your head around it. So as part of the legacy to him, Jim and the family, and Chad's girlfriend and his brother David the golfer, and the entire family, they're putting an event on tomorrow night called the Inspiring Hope Live Auction and Raffle. And it's at Base Camp Pub at Four Lakes in Lyle. Tickets are only $25, and the money goes to the foundation. Lee DeWise, remember Lee DeWise from American Idol? He's a great guy. He's coming in to sing. I'll emcee it. We're going to raise as much money as we can and keep Chad's dream going forward that every kid will be able to maximize their life and pay it forward and serve somebody else. But for everybody that's got a healthy kid and healthy kids like I do and Judd, you do, it just breaks your heart to hear stories like this. And the Cook family, to not back away from what Chad wanted and to do the right thing, even with all those painful memories circulating, it's really a cool thing. So here's what I'll do. Sandberg, let's give away 5 pair of tickets to this. But if you're going to get free tickets to this, I insist that you buy a couple of pair too. And give them to your friends, and let's make sure we have a full house. Again, it's tomorrow night. Starts at 6:30 Saturday night. Base Camp Pub at Four Lakes. That's Lakeside Drive in Lyle. You can get information on this at chadeffect.org. And just go there about the Chad Cook Classic. There's only a couple of links at the top. It's easy to find. But just chadeffect.org. And Chad Cook, C-O-O-K-E, will also give you all the links you need. But we hope to see you tomorrow night. Hashtag Chad Effect as well. And Judd, you and I do a lot of these things, but mm-hmm. this one's personal to me, so I hope a lot of people will show up.
Well, all the best in that. And you can relate to this, by the way. Mary Sandberg is threatening to drill me into the boards unless I hit traffic on time. So thanks for letting me sit in the chair.
You wouldn't be doing the Steve Cochran show if you weren't late a couple of times an hour.
And threatened by Mary, right?
That's exactly right. Burr, have fun in town.
All right, Steve, good luck in your golf game. Head down, good tempo, you know the drill.
See you boys later. Thanks.
You got it. That's Steve Cochran, the host of the show. I'm just fortunate to fill in. 8:31 here on WGN.